Morning, everybody. This is Bo Mitchell. This is You Get the Blessing. Wake up and know you're going to be blessed by this program today. Probably going to be higher and higher, as we like to say. What God can do for you, by the way. Keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. I'm not sure that's what Jackie Wilson had in mind. Frank Latino right now is coming out of bed with a cup of coffee dancing to this music. And Frank, good morning. Sorry I haven't seen you in a while. Hope you and Nancy are doing well. Thanks for always listening to the program. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, your host. And each week we introduce you to guests that we feel like are impacting this community, this nation, for the cause of Christ and doing good things with their lives. Our guest today is doing just that, Mr. Tanner Garner. Tanner's been on before, but welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
More handsome than ever, and still running a good organization, aren't you?
I hope so.
So yes. Tell us about Movement 5280, and then we're going to flip it over here to your guest today that you brought.
Tell us about it. Well, so we are a drop-in center for homeless and at-risk youth.
Say it again slower.
We are a drop-in center for homeless and at-risk youth.
Thought for there for a minute he was part of the Fast Talkers of America. Drop-in center.
Yeah, we have everything from community lunch programs throughout the week to Bible studies. We actually just started a church on Sundays, which is going awesome. And Alex can probably even touch on that a little bit because he's one of the ones helping to lead it. So, we started that about 3 weeks ago, and the Lord has just really blessed us. It's been a really special time. So,
why do we have a need for this?
For Movement 5280? Why do we have a need for it? There's just a lot of spiritual poverty in Denver. And our goal is to reach the lost. And that's what we're doing. And there are a lot of lost out there. Alex even used to be one of them. And like I will hear, he can tell you a story, but, there's just a lot of hurt out there, a lot of broken people. And that's why we're here, to show them the love of Christ and walk with them.
So the common ground, as the Bible would say, as we seek to find common ground with all men so we may share Christ with them and Christ may save them, the common ground is really just a place to be together, almost like the barbershop in Mayberry RFD. You remember that show? Andy Griffin, Alex shaking his head. Come on, pal. Barney Fife. Gee.
Barney Fife. I've heard my grandma say that a few times.
Yeah, seriously. Boy, Cliff, I got to get some new material. But just a place to hang around and congregate. Starbucks. There you go. Yeah, that's what Starbucks
exactly. Is. We're just a glorified Starbucks for homeless people. So
there you go.
No, but we actually, a word we've been talking about the last few weeks in church is sanctuary. And we just asked everyone there, we said, why is this a sanctuary for you? And the answers were that it's a safe place, a place that they can feel like they can come and they trust the people that are there. And there's something.
Cheers.
What?
A place where everybody knows your name.
I know Cheers.
Yes.
All right. We got Alex on board now. Cheers.
Yes.
Let's introduce your guest, if you don't mind. Alex, what's your last name?
Hickson.
Alex Hickson. So move in a little there, pal.
All right.
And tell us how you got connected with Tanner and Movement 5280.
It started about 5 years ago. I had just gotten my first apartment in Denver. One of my ex-girlfriend, girlfriend at the time, invited me on a hiking trip. And, well, who couldn't resist a hiking trip? So
I could, by the way, but...
Okay, who else besides you could resist?
I'm more into golf than hiking.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
So you're off on a hiking trip.
Yeah. To be honest, at that time, I was kind of fighting with God. I had been raised in a Southern Baptist church and seeing a lot of discrepancies in between how my family was treating me and what the church was teaching. So I gave up on God, kind of ran off on my own. And this gal walks into my life. We start going out. She finds me on this hiking trip, And I say, yeah, sure, let's do this. And she tells me when I'm one block away from a 5280 that, oh, hey, by the way, this is Thoreau Church. And I was kind of upset at the time because I didn't want nothing to do with God. And I was really expecting, okay, it's a church. They're going to be like
weird.
Huh?
They're going to be weird and they're going to push it on me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in all honesty, they actually opened up their arms to me and just made me feel very welcome. I had cuts on my arms, you know, fresh cuts that were just starting to scab up, and there was no judgment. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll give this place a try, you know, but I'm just going to wait till they, you know, fail, be like every other, you know, Christian that I've ever ran into.
Well, I missed the significance of fresh cuts on your arms. Was that from a fight or a issue with a needle or what?
I've got mental health issues, so I would cut myself with a knife or a razor.
Gotcha. Self-inflicted.
Yeah, self-inflicted.
And people had judged you in the past, and these people didn't.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And so I decided to give 5280 a chance, and you know, all I seen from them was God's love, like what I've read it in the Bible, what God's love is, you know, that you open up your doors for the sick, the downtrodden, the outcast of society, and that's exactly what they've done. And so I kind of like eased myself into this, and it's been a life changer. I recommitted my faith back to God, you know, after spending almost 2 years denying him. I recommitted in August of 2010, I believe, or 2011, somewhere in there. And it's been wonderful. Starting to lead a Bible study now, for our, teen outreach on Friday Good. Nights.
So it's interesting wonderful. That there's a simple core truth in the Bible. My partner, Bob Belts, always teaches, it says God loves us, but the way men and women, and in this case, your parents, package that simple truth that God loves us and through Christ we can have a relationship with him, the packaging of man through the centuries has clouded that issue of the simple truth of God's love. So we're on this journey, and in my case, it was a Methodist church. I didn't get it. I'm sure they were great people, but wasn't working for me. And then Young Life, who was smashing pies in each other's faces and singing songs and taking trips to the mountains and having fun, was exactly where I felt welcomed and comfortable and where I could learn the real issue here, which is that core of truth I just talked about. So you found that comfort at 5280 and with Tanner. So yes. Tanner, you talk again about how do you set that atmosphere? What do you guys do to make people not feel judged and somebody that comes in with, as Alex said, fresh cuts on his arms, you think, well, this is just not a project, just another person we need to love on.
Yeah. I think all of our volunteers and our staff just do a really good job the second people walk through the door of just communicating what we're about. On Friday nights, whenever I get up on stage, I just say, right now, it doesn't matter what's happened outside of these walls this week. We have an opportunity to be together as a family and just focus on Jesus. And I don't care what's happened, but right now, all the drama goes out the window and we just take a deep breath. And then we physically just take a deep breath and just kind of reset our sights. And yeah, it's pretty phenomenal just to see what Alex has even described as far as like there's a comfortableness, like there's a openness in that place, and there's just very real community, and it's really awesome. It's a blessing. So
Alex, would you almost rather be there any time of day than anywhere else?
Yes,
you really would.
Yeah. It's a truly amazing place. I feel welcomed. I feel loved there, like a true godly Christian love. And I mean, if you run amok, you know, out here on the streets or, you know, just wherever, these people, they come, they go, you know, some are okay influences, some are really bad influences, you know, at 50 to 80, there's a brotherly love. And, you know, if I could, I'd spend 24/7 there, you know, but
now you're part of a team that's leading Bible study, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's kind of nerve-wracking. I am not a public speaker, and even though I know...
Says who, because I think you're pretty good.
Thanks.
In fact, you could have my chair if you want to co-host this show.
Okay. Actually just really interesting. God has laid on my heart a couple years ago to be part of the ministry, you know, like spread God's word. When our center was out on Colfax, I was riding the bus all the time and waiting for the next bus, you know, I see somebody that looks downtrodden, you know, and I sit right next to him and be like, "Hey, my name is Alex, you know, what's your name?" And carry on full-fledged conversations with him and just explain who we are. And you know, so like it's one-on-one interactions that I'm really good at. It's if you get five or more people, I'm like, I can't do this. But God just opened up that door through a couple people. And now I talk to anywhere from 5 to 20, you know, people at once in this Bible study. And
good.
You know, a lot of times I don't come in with like this notebook, you know, about, "Oh, hey, I'm going to talk about this. This is... in this," you know, I sit there and I'm prepared and I'm like, "God, what do you want me to teach about?" And he'll tell me, you know, like 5 minutes before, and it's like, okay, you know, here we go. And it's actually very fun, very enjoyable.
So, I was going to say, you couldn't walk in here wearing that shirt. You couldn't walk anywhere wearing that shirt if you didn't have a great measure of confidence.
Exactly.
Comfort in who God made you to be. So,
yeah.
I mean, this thing is pink, white. It's got movement 5280 in the middle, and you look like a rock star, pal.
And not just pink and white, it's tie-dye.
Oh, exactly. Sorry. There you go.
Yep.
Tie-dye. Now, that is old school, isn't it?
just a little.
I have this favorite coat I wear that I've been wearing since 1983, University of Colorado coat. My wife keeps saying, "Could we please throw that away?" And I'm like, it's a comfortable old friend. And I asked a guy like y'all's age recently, "Does this coat look bad?" And the guy says, "No, man, retro is in." Boy, there's a backwards compliment. Okay, Tanner, let's go back over to you and talk a little bit about an upcoming event we have on May 16th. By the way, Rob Winston's our fourth, Clib. Did you get that note?
I got it.
I'm pretty sure that's the day Rob said he could play. So we're in the golf tournament. Well, what are y'all doing and what do we hope to raise?
So, we're having a golf tournament at Arrowhead down in Roxboro, and it is on May 16th. What are we hoping to raise? This is a number the Lord keeps putting in my head, so I'm just going to say it, and it's $50,000.
Good number.
That is what we're shooting for.
Good.
So, yeah.
How many foursomes have we got signed up so far?
So far, we do not have many. We have 55 golfers about signed up at the moment, so that's
pretty good.
Yeah,
good start. First year you've done this?
Yeah, first year we've done it. So yeah,
you know a lot about running a golf tournament because Mark Clibby here is an expert.
Well, actually, funny you mentioned Mark Clibby and golf tournaments, because we met with Mark at the beginning of our planning season to get his wisdom, and he was very helpful. So yeah,
good. And what's it cost to foursome there?
For a foursome, that's a good question. I think we're just doing individual registrations, but there's more info at our website.
That website.
The website is movement5280.org. I should say that slower. Sorry, I'm talking really fast.
You're good.
Movement5280.org. And I think also you can go to .com as well. But right on the main page, there will be a slider at the top of the screen that says Drive Out Homelessness Charity Golf Tournament. And it will say learn more. And if you click learn more, it will take you to the registration page where you can register either to be a business sponsor for a cart or a hole, as well as register for a foursome. But I believe it's $125 for golfers, and that includes green fees, carts, breakfast, and lunch. So, and right now we have Chick-fil-A who will be providing breakfast for us. So,
yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to start looking. What time does that morning start?
7 a.m. is registration. 8 o'clock is shotgun start.
I'll be there about 7:50.
Okay, we will be there.
And what's the format of the tournament, just for a golfer that might be listening and interested? Is it a shamble, Mark? No.
I honestly am not sure. Tammy Slifer, shout out to Tammy. She's a rock star. She's the one planning everything. And is the organizations and the brains behind the project. So I am really not sure what the format is, but yeah.
You don't know if a golf ball is pumped up or stuffed, do you?
I actually play golf, so yes, I do know. I do know if a golf
ball. What about you, Alex? Is blown up. Tournament?
And in case anybody's wondering, it's blown up. So
right now, I don't know. I think it's up in the air. Oh, whoops. Don't know right now. Kind of up in the air, but I am speaking.
Good. Are you at luncheon afterwards?
Yeah, so talk about nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you just told me you don't speak to large groups.
I really don't.
Wear that shirt. You're going to be dynamite.
Oh, right?
And I'll be there cheering for you.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm looking at possibly golfing, but we'll see. We'll see.
So I'll show you how to hit it off your knees, pal. Get down on your knees, you pray, you take the club back slowly, and you can hit it 200 yards right down the pipe.
Really?
So this is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, your host. We're talking to Tanner Gardner and his guest, Alex, who's a part of Movement 5280. And these guys are doing a great job at a teen center that really allows down-and-outers, as Alex has said, downtrodden people, just to come feel comfortable, be a part of a Christian fellowship. And we're having a golf tournament on May 16th at Arrowhead. We don't know if it's like a PGA event, a shamble, a scramble, a best ball, a Stableford. What are the other systems we could be looking at?
I know it's not best
microphone.
Ball. I know it's not best ball. I think
it's a shamble.
Is it a shamble?
I bet. Okay. Needs to be. Maybe it's a straight scramble.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. But like I said, Tammy's the brains behind the operation. I've not really dealt with that. So
I'd like some golfers to sign up to the point. So if you're listening today, folks, let's go to the website and find the information out.
Movement5280.org also works.
.org also works. And there you can sign up. So what else besides the golf tournament are you excited about? This new church sounds very cool. So what's the format? What time of day is it? How can people find that?
Yeah, so it is at 11:30 is when we start. We have a couple songs, some corporate worship, and then we have a message for not too long because attention spans are often low. So we'll have somebody speak for 20 minutes, whether that's myself or Tina Hayhurst or Skip Starr. And then after that, we take a break for about 10 minutes, and we call that our smoke break time. No, we're not encouraging people to go smoke, but for the people that really get the urge, we want them to feel, you know, like they have an opportunity to step out.
Now, that's meeting people where they are, providing a smoke break during church.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
like
honestly,
our church, most people chew. And we provide little cups for them to spit in. So
we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
Think about it. Now, the problem is, I won't go into it. A lot of spillage.
Yes. But, yeah, after
smoke break, that's good.
After smoke break, we come back together and do small groups for about 20 to 30 minutes. And that's really, that's our focus, to just connect with people in groups of six or less, just so we can really talk with them, get to know how their week was, and then we talk about how we can really apply the message to our lives. Just make it very applicable. And then after that, we come back together for some closing remarks, and then we eat for 45 to an hour. So, yeah.
Sounds great. Now, Tanner, like I said earlier, you've been here before on our program, and I've always thought of you as a up-and-coming great leader. So,
thank you.
How old are you? I forgot.
I am 24.
24.
Yeah.
Young, isn't he? Wow. What do you think, Alex?
You're older than me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Alex is older than me.
How old are you, Alex?
25, almost 26.
Yeah, don't be lying on the radio, pal.
Right.
25. So it seems like God's gifted you with many talents, but specifically, so our listeners can understand, when you feel called to a ministry like this, I mean, is it an audible voice type experience? Is it a peaceful feeling you get from following prayer inside that you think, okay, I'm inclined to go do this? Is it a matching of your spiritual gifts and your human talents? Or what's the combination that takes a 24-year-old leader like you and says, here, come to Denver and do this?
That's like a really loaded question. Wow. How many more minutes do we have?
I'm going to give you 3.5 minutes.
3.5. Well, when I first came to 5280, I was here on a mission trip for 6 weeks. And I remember the first meeting I had with my co-leader of the trip. And she asked me to do it. And I actually told her no. But through a lot of just kind of burning bush moments, so to speak, the Lord was like, no, you need to go to Denver. And so, leading up to Denver, he had just put a lot of different scripture on my heart, just saying, this is going to be something, and this is going to be life-changing. And I didn't really get it. But the second I stepped foot into 5280, I don't know, I've never felt his Holy Spirit just like so strongly, just like compelling me. And I literally watched how he redeemed every area of my life just like perfectly for that place, and how he used all the gifts he had given me and how it just like fit. And I was like, holy crap, that is ridiculous.
Can't say crap on live radio.
Oh, sorry. Holy cow. But yeah, so.
Just kidding. That's going to cost us hundreds of dollars to edit.
I'm sorry. Sorry, people.
I'm just kidding.
I almost said it again, but I'm not going to say it. But yeah.
If you dropped the S-bomb on us, I'd have had to edit.
Shoot. So yeah, the Lord really just spoke to me. And I wouldn't say it's audible, but I just knew right there. I was like, this is where he wants me. And so I had one more year of school left. And after that year, I remember one morning the Lord just hit me on the head and said, hey, you're starting to make plans elsewhere. What are you doing? And just reminded me, he's like, you're going to Denver. So I called Angel and Tina that morning, and I just said, I'm moving out. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have a job, but I'm coming back for 5280. And yeah, I moved out. And one of the people at the center said the other day, they said, you're just like us. You just walked in and you never left. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Guess so.
About right.
Well, I asked that question because I thought I knew what your answer was going to be, but I wanted the listeners to think about the fact, wherever you are in your life, folks, as you listen to this program today and hear Tanner, Garner, and Alex talk about Movement 5280, God is a God of the miraculous, mm-hmm. but he's also a God of order and logic. Mm-hmm. So he prepares you for where he's going to use you.
Yeah.
And you may be wondering, are you ever going to be used in your life? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. But look around where you are now and see what's there. See where you feel like you fit, and walk with Christ first. But then the talk starts to turn up the volume, and all of a sudden you're finding yourself right in the core of God's will, just like Tanner is, and impacting lives for Christ. So I like the whole setup. I like the way God influences us and speaks to us almost audibly sometimes, but just through that inner voice that says, hey, wait a minute, you're planning to go somewhere else. What happened to this thing we had together? So thank you for following through on his leading there.
Yeah.
Good job. So anything else folks can do to get involved and help? We need money or anything?
I mean, we always need money.
We do?
Oh,
what
yeah.
For?
What for?
Staffing.
Staffing, keeping the
programs.
Doors open, programs. I mean, food's our biggest expense. We spend thousands of dollars on food a month. Yeah.
Scripture says, I was hungry and you gave me food. So good thing to do. Sometimes a person doesn't need to hear the gospel as much as they need to hear, I got a meal for you.
Yeah.
So you provide meals how frequently?
We provide meals 1, 2, 3, 4 days a week. On Wednesdays, we provide 3 meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's actually through another nonprofit that rents from us, Refuge City Ministries. But we partner with them, and they've even helped us start this church. So, yeah.
Well, tell us how people can give money.
How can they give money? Well, once again, you can go to our website, movement5280.com. And at the top, there are a bunch of tabs, and there's ways to get involved. I think there's even a specific payment tab. But you can either do that through PayPal online, or you can send checks to Movement 5280, and that's 1229 South Broadway, Denver, Colorado, 80210.
I think somebody's supposed to give $5,000 this morning. And I think they know who it is. They're listening right now, and they're thinking, that sounds crazy. And
Amen.
Then they're running through their checkbook in their mind, and they're running through what they've given and not given this year. And they're thinking, oh, this is the voice of God coming through Bo Mitchell, and I'm supposed to give $5,000 to Movement 5280.
Well, we've been circling that in prayer. So,
yeah. So when you get that check, tell the person, thank you for responding.
We will.
All right.
We absolutely
now,
will.
Let's go back over here to Alex. Alex, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you've done and how you've come back from the setbacks you've experienced in life. So I hope you feel pleased and proud of yourself that you're showing such incredible growth and improvement.
Definitely. But I actually got to give credit to God.
What?
Yeah. He's,
why would you do that?
he saved my bacon on numerous occasions. And, okay. You know, so without him, I couldn't be here. So.
We all can say the same, friend.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, it's not me and what I'm doing. It's what God is doing in my life.
I'm going to pray you're going to have a peace between now and that public speaking engagement on May 16th, and I'm going to be there. So, folks, if you can donate, help Tanner, what he's doing, help Alex. If you can come to the golf tournament, go to the website, sign up. We'll see you on the 16th. You guys have been great guests. Keep up the good work, fellas, and we'll see you again next week here on You Get the Blessing.